Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome in. Big Bad Morning Show. Going to talk some Ravens-Browns, and we welcome in our guest, Daniel. I'm going to butcher his last name again. I'm sorry, Daniel. Oyafusi. Daniel, I'm so sorry. If we were close and we were hanging out, I would call you Danny-O every chance I got, man. So talk to me about, so you covered the Ravens years ago. We had you on the shows all the time, went down to Miami, and now you're covering Cleveland. Talk to me about your path and getting there.
Yeah, well, I'm Baltimore born and raised. You know, I grew up in Towson, went to Towson High, stayed local, University of Maryland, and really got the, really opportunity of a lifetime, you know, in my eyes to stay home after graduation and cover the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun for two seasons, which, you know, the first was Lamar's first MVP season. And, you know, you get older and you just look for the next opportunity, and that landed myself in Miami, which was really cool to cover the Mike McDaniel, Tyreek Hill, Tua Tagovailoa, you know, kind of prime years. So that was a lot of fun. As well as, you know, just being in Miami. And then again, you know, you just look for the next opportunity. And getting at ESPN was always a goal of mine. So, you know, if you told me years ago that I would have, you know, been in Cleveland with ESPN, I don't know if I would have believed that, but it was definitely an opportunity I couldn't pass down. And I'm blessed to be here right now.
That's cool, man. I'm really happy for you. So let me start off with this, because it was the big story at the beginning of the year. And I'm not even a big Shedeur Sanders fan. I think a lot of this gets blown out of proportion. But at this point, after what you've seen from Dylan Gabriel, is it time to take a look at him? Does that happen this season, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, you would think so. You know, it's been five starts with Dylan Gabriel under center since they, you know, moved off of Joe Flacco. There really hasn't been any change in the offense. I think, you know, under any ordinary situation, you'd be like, okay, well, what's next, you know? But especially when you've got a guy like Shedeur Sanders, who was, you know, so highly touted entering the draft, and then you have the comments from the owner, Jimmy Haslam, who said it's absolutely important to see both of these rookie quarterbacks play before the 2026 draft when they have two picks. You think that, you know, Shador's time is coming sooner than later. Now, it's been kind of a very weird season with Shedeur and the Browns. You know, he started off as number four on the depth chart. He was inactive, and, you know, they didn't even immediately commit to him as the number two after they traded Joe. And they really are taking a really slow pace with his development, because they did believe that he was kind of behind Dylan Gabriel in terms of readiness to play in the NFL. But at some point, you have to see what he has out there, you know, for his sake, for your sake, and just see if you can, like, get any type of spark with this offense.
Daniel, let's talk about this matchup coming up this weekend. I was just reading one of the things you tweeted out from Football Outsiders, who I love. I think I had Aaron Schatz on my show once he first started launching that thing. But the Browns are fourth in DVOA on defense, and they're dead last in special teams and offense. I'm surprised that the defense is that high with how much the offense has left them, you know, out to dry.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty remarkable because we saw a similar case last year where, you know, it seemed like the Browns play the same game almost every week where the defense keeps them in for one half, the offense can't hold its weight, and then, you know, the bottom just kind of lets out, whether it's on offense, or we saw, you know, this past game with the Jets where, like, the offense was, like, kind of decent compared to their standards early on, but then you have two, you know, a punt return and a kick return, and it's just like before you know it, you're down 14-7 and you're playing catch up. So, you know, the defense, to its credit, they're still playing extremely hard. You know, obviously Myles Garrett is Myles Garrett, but they've got, you know, some young guys in the center of that defense, Mason Graham, Carson Schlesinger, who are playing really, really great, but it's just a matter of, like, just getting some type of help. Like, if this was an average offense, I mean, I think you're looking at a legitimate playoff team, but they're literally the worst offense in the NFL, or, you know, bottom three. And then you add in, you know, the worst special teams unit. It's going to be tough. And, you know, they're losing on the margins and they can't do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
About this Ravens team, Daniel, do you think they have the talent to make that run to the postseason after that horrific start?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I was kind of joking with some friends, you know, back home, and, you know, some other friends in the media. Like, it's really the road to 10 wins. That's what I kept on saying. If, you know, if you're looking at it from the Baltimore outlook, and honestly, I'm not sure with the way the Steelers are looking right now, if you're even going to need 10 to win the AFC North. But yeah, obviously, you know, the big thing for them is, you know, the surge on defense. I think that, you know, getting Lohe Gilman, moving Kyle Hamilton into the box, and kind of letting him wreak havoc where he can really make an impact. I think that's really helped. But then you're just seeing guys, you know, step up, the young guys, whether that's Mike Green or Malachi Starks. So obviously, you know, like the strength of competition hasn't been, like, you know, all world these past couple of weeks, but, like, you got to give them credit for making the improvements.
Yeah, no question. I mean, when you look at the way that this team's gone, I said, I'm not a big Harbaugh fan personally, and I've been that way for a while. But if they make the run to the playoffs, you got to tip your cap to them for getting this thing back on track. And I know a lot of it has to do with health. I mean, I felt the same way about the Orioles the season before here. And then, of course, we get into the Ravens and everybody's excited. And it's like, well, hell, man, we got one win. What the hell? Two and five? And the season goes awry, but now they have that opportunity. I want to ask you about this defense scene with the Ravens, because they started off so terrible. And you brought up Mike Green, the addition they made with adding Jones. You know, they're getting stops. The defense looks better. I don't know that Cleveland's going to be the team that pushes them. They haven't faced a lot of great offenses here recently. But what are your thoughts on this defense? Are they better now? Do you think this is the type of defense that could make a run to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think for them, the thing is just, like, being opportunistic. You know, they've really leaned into, like, that bend, don't break mentality and mindset, but now we're seeing them like take the ball away. You know, Malachi Starks having two interceptions, you know, back-to-back games, and you know, they're making plays. It's not just like, oh, they're getting off the field or, you know, limiting teams to field goals. It's like, all right, they're getting the ball back and putting it in the hands of the offense. And for all the issues that like the Ravens offense still has in terms of, you know, kind of being, you know, efficient down and down, and, you know, some of this red zone goal to goal issues, like they're still putting up about 27 points, well, close to 30 points with Lamar Jackson, you know, in the lineup. So it's like, if you can get a defense that takes the ball away once or twice, especially like in those games that really matter, I mean, you're going to put yourself in position to win these games late in the season.
Daniel, one last thing before I want to get to your prediction on the game and what happens on Sunday. What about for Cleveland? You know, I've heard some people calling for Kevin Stefanski's head, whether you think he's a good coach or not. Do you think we see any wholesale changes with this Cleveland team by the end of the year, or, you know, even in the offseason?
You know, it's tough to say, because when training camp opened, you know, the Haslam spoke to local reporters, and Jimmy Haslam really expressed the level of patience that he hasn't in recent years. And, you know, if you go back to the offseason, he called the trade for Deshaun Watson a big swing and miss, and he took accountability for that move. And he kind of almost gave the regime a mulligan, and he said that, you know, we're going to give these guys time to rebuild the foundation of the team after having one of the oldest rosters in the league. He said, I understand that it's going to take a bit to rebuild this team and get quarterback to do this over a 2 to 3 year window. So if you take all those comments, you know, and you hold on to that, and you believe that Haslam was being, you know, honest, it would be a real, you know, turnaround 180 to come around and say, okay, you know, we're going to fire the coach or fire the GM and, you know, make these big changes. But at the same time, he also did say, like, I don't know how many wins better we have to be, but we can't be 3-14 again. And right now they're 2-7. So, you know, locally, as the losses kind of pile up, you know, on local radio and fans on Twitter and stuff like that, you hear them talk about, hey, like, Stefanski is a dead man walking. But I'm like, I don't know just for sure yet.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see how everything plays out. I even saw it was a Dan Orlovsky calling for the Giants to take a look at Stefanski, and he hasn't even been fired yet. So there's a lot of interesting things going on. Real quick, your prediction for this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Cleveland's going to keep it close early on, just off the strength of their defense. You know, but if Dylan Gabriel, who has kind of been playing with fire, hasn't had a lot of turnovers, but, you know, had a lot of drop picks, if he turns the ball over early on, you know, I think it could get out of hand. But I do think that it's close early on, and then the Ravens kind of run away with it in the second half, like we saw that first game.
Daniel Yufusi from ESPN joining us here, covering the Cleveland Browns. Hey, man, happy for all your success, and hopefully we get a chance to talk to you down the line again.
Thank you. I most definitely appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.